So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Aleph, states the following: Kol mitzvah shebatorah ben asei ben lo asei, im aver adam alachas mehen ben bizadon ben bishgaga, kisheyaseh tshuva v'yashuv mecheto chayav lizvados ifneo el baruch hu shenemar, isho isha ki yasu, paskozan to say mikol chatos adam v'yisvadu es chatasam asher asu, ze vidoi zvavarim. Vidoi ze mitzvos asei, ketzad mitzvadin, omer ana Hashem chatasi, chayit is generally associated with shgaga, aviti, right, that's more associated in avon with mezid, pashati is mered, lefanecha sisi kach vekach, hori nichamti voshti b'masai, you express regret and even shame, l'olam eni chozer l'davar zeh, zoi yikaru shal vidoi, v'chalar marbel izvado samarech b'inyan zeh reze meshubach. V'chein, ba'ali chatos, v'ashamos b'eshem b'vien korbanoseh, al shiglasam ol zdonan en miskarpelem b'korbanam, ad shiyasu tshuva. V'yisvadu v'idoi dvarim shenemar, v'yisvada asher chatala. V'chein, not just korbanos, kol mechuyavei misos besin, u'mechuyavei malkos, en miskaper lahan misasan o b'kliyasan, ad shiyasu tshuva v'yisvadu. V'chein lachova b'chaver o amazik mamon, avu b'shashilu l'mashu chayev lo, en miskaper lo ad shiyisvada v'yashuv. It is fascinating here to know that the Rambam inverts the order of tshuva and v'idoi, milasos kazela olam, Shenemar mikol chatos adam. So the main action here in terms of this halacha, even though there's much to discuss, is of course, what is the mitzvah that we're talking about in Hilchos Tshuva? And there were those, the Avodas HaMelech and the Minchas Chinuch, who were certainly open to the possibility that tshuva is not a mitzvah, but vidui is, and there are lashonos that in isolation might superficially seem to support that position. First of all, if you look in the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Rambam doesn't even mention the word tshuva at all. The Rambam there speaks exclusively in terms of vidui. The obligation is for a person to be misvada in the context of having committed sins. And this is the Rambam in the Minyan HaKatzar and Ayin Gimel, Hisvados, Lifnei Hashem Mikol Chet Shiyasa Adam Bishasa Korban Vishalo Bishasa Korban Shenemar. The pasuk speaks in terms of vidui. Moreover, if you look at the yad that we just read, right, the Rambam uses the expression of chayav lizvados if ne'oel baruch hu. You don't have any analog to that. It doesn't say chayav lasos tshuva. And then the Rambam reiterates vidui ze mitzvos asei. So again, the argument would be amongst this school of thought, that the person isn't obligated to do tshuva, but should a person wish to do tshuva, kishayase tshuva v'yashuv mechato chayav lisvados, is a method to do tshuva, and that method is what we call vidui. It's like a person isn't generally, if you're not pasking like Beis Shammai, obligated to terminate his marriage through ishtar gerushin, but if a person wishes to terminate his marriage, v'chasav la sefer krisos v'nasan biyada v'shilcha mibeso. And that was a perspective. And then every single time, according to this school of thought, that you'd read the subsequent formulations in the Rambam, so just to pick out one, right? V'chein ba'alei chatos v'hashamos v'eshem mevin korbanoseh mal shigasan olaz donan en iskarpelam v'korbanan ad sheyasu tshuva v'yisvadu v'idoi dvarim. Right? The tshuva isn't the mitzvah, but if they've determined that it is their free choice, more on that later in the Rambam in Parakei, to do tshuva, so then they have to engage in mitzvah vidui, ad sheyisvadu vidui dvarim. The Rav, based on very clear evidence later in the Rambam, but in particular the Koseres itself, clearly felt very differently. The Koseres of Hilchos Tshuva, before we get on to Perek Beis, where the Rambam makes it abundantly clear, and the Rav was just left to articulate it, that, of course, tshuva is an obligation. Hilchos tshuva, mitzvahs asei achas, there's one mitzvah, there's not two different mitzvahs here. Vihu, the Rambam says, sheyashuv achote mecheto, right, that is not conditional, that's imperative, that the sinner shall repent of his sin. Sheyashuv achote mecheto, to return from his sin, lifnei Hashem, v'yisvada, and then to be misvada. And again, just to turn ahead to Perek Beis for just a moment, this is the coup de grace. You know, when the Rambam is dealing with the, you know, let's say interrelationship between tshuva and vidui, the Rambam famously discusses, right, ezo yitshuva gemura, zechores borecha bimei b'churosecha, And the Rambam says the line, which is the linchpin, "V'tzarech lehizvados bisvasa v'lo marinyanos elu shegamar belibo." And that halacha, beis, begins the question, "Mahi atshuva? What is tshuva?" And then, in the Rambam explains, "Shiyasev hachote chato, v'yasir machshavato, v'igmor belibo." Each line here requires, you know, many, many, many hours of analysis. We're not doing that right now. I'm just trying to make one point. Shelo yasei od, shenemar yasev rasha darko. This is all tshuva. So as the Rav argued in one of his, you know, most classical formulations, right, the Maisa mitzvah is a vidui, but the kiyum is the tshuva shebalev, who sheyashiv acheto mecheto lifnei Hashem beyisvada v'tzarech lizvados misvasav. As the Rav was wont to argue, the halacha was mistrustful of emotions alone and required that we concretize these things, generally speaking, in actions, very parallel to tefillah. The kiyum is, of course, amida b'fnei ha-melech, but of course the maisa mitzvah requires inarticulation. So here too, right, vidoy ze mitzvah saseh means that when a person performs the mitzvah of tshuva, they are also obligated to articulate v'tzarech lehisvados b'svasav v'lomar inyanos elu shegamar b'libo. But it's all mitzvahs ase achas. One is the kiyum, and one is the ma'isa. And, you know, that's, of course, the Rav's great contribution, you know, just explicating for us what the Rambam had in mind. But I'd like to turn my attention to something a little bit different, even though, of course, the Rav's words are persuasive and compelling, and simply don't need me to be the one to come and be made on that. But the conditional formulation, or the seemingly conditional formulation, in Aleph Aleph in the Yad is very curious, right? Why doesn't the Rambam just say, Chayav lasos tshuva? It's very clear in the Koseres. So it was Kishayasa tshuva, V'yashiv mechato chayav lehisvados lifnei hakel baruch hu, right? If you will, that created all the confusion. Vidoy is a mitzvah saseh. It would have been a lot simpler if the Rambam had just written, Kol mitzvah shebetorah, ben aseh, ben lo saseh, imavar adam alachas, mehen ben mizadon, ben bishkaga, you know, chayav lashuv, ulehisvados. What's this? Kishiyasa tshuva, v'yashiv mechato chayav lehisvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. What did the Rambam gain through that conditional, or seemingly conditional, formulation? So I'd like to suggest is that the Rambam was actually breaking enormous ground here. The Rambam wasn't just establishing that the kiyum, of course, is tshuva balev, and the maisa is v'tzarech lesvados v'svasa v'lomar inyanos elo shegamar belibo, the articulation and the formulation in a very particular way, the mechanics of vidui. But the Rambam was laying out the idea that, to be sure, tshuva lifnei Hashem is a mitzvah, but it's also reflexive. The Rambam here, kishayasa tshuva v'yashuv mecheto, I don't believe is making a conditional statement. Should a person do tshuva and decide to return of his sin, Allah, the minchas chinuch, or the avodas hamelech, but rather, kishayasa tshuva v'yashuv mecheto, it's a given. Now, of course, one is obligated to do so, but there's a sense of this being absolutely natural, instinctive, and most importantly, reflexive. That a person who's experiencing harchaka, right, the Rambam will go on to describe in Perek Zayin, right, emesh hayeza mishukat semituav rachok, that soul, I'm not speaking in mystical terms, I'm speaking in halachic terms of dealing with the Rambam, kishayas etshuva v'yashuv mecheto, it's reflexive. Of course they're going to do tshuva. So the Rambam's reminding you, it's not sufficient for them to be gomer b'libon, but chayav lisvados lifnei akel baruch hu. Tshuva is the kiyum, but it's also reflexive and natural, and it speaks to the very impetus of tshuva, is that we can't help but do tshuva and seek to return to the source of all life, who happens to be both our Father and our King. And this is of a piece, certainly, with the Ramban's analysis as well. You know, famously, the Ramban, as he discusses it in Parshas Nitzavim, Ki HaMitzvah Azos, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Lanifloisim Milcha V'lo Rechoka, Hi Ki Karov Yilecha Adavar Me'od, B'Fichu V'Avcha Lasser. So the Ramban is the same duality. B'Ficha is the Vidoy, B'Vavcha is the Tshuva, B'Ki Karov Yilecha Adavar Me'od, that it is very natural to us. That is the way that I would interpret it. Or in the words of the Rambam, because of the reflexive, instinctive, intuitive nature of tshuva, and that is something, as we are Rosh Chodesh Elul, to think about, that there's something foreboding on the one hand about being so close to Yamim Noraim, the Yimei Yira Fachad v'tshuva, but at the same time, we should appreciate that tshuva is instinctive, it's reflexive, ki karav eilecha davar me'od, kishayashu v'yaseh tshuva, chayav lehisvados.